So, Jnana Tapasa, there are impersonalists who also cultivate a lot of knowledge and they are attracted to the God in the impersonal manifestation. So, do they also attain liberation? Yes. Ultimately, the impersonal and personal are aspects of the same one absolute. So, just as we can, the sun is here and the sun's light pervades around it. So, like that, Krishna is Bhagavan, he is the sun, and the light that goes from his body, that is called as the Brahma Jyoti, that is Brahman. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Krishna says in 14.27 in the Bhagavad Gita that I am the support of Brahman. So, those who are attracted to Brahman, if they devote themselves to the pursuit of Brahman, Krishna talks about this in 12.4, 12.3 and 4, yet vakshanam anirdesham avyaktam paripasate, sarvatragama chintancha kutastham achulendriyam dhruvam, sanyamendriya gramam vinyamya buddhaya, te prapnuvanti mameva sarvabhutahiterata. They also attain me, Krishna says. Next verse, 12.5, he states that Klesho dhiktarastesham avyakta asakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkham dehavadbhiravapyate. He says that for actually becoming attracted to the impersonal is not all that easy. Why? Because we are attracted to specifics. Now we are attracted to specific manifestation. I mean, say I'm attracted to blue color, I'm attracted to this kind of dress, I'm attracted to this kind of personality. It's specifics that attract us, whereas Brahman is actually bereft of all specifics. So to fix the mind on Brahman is very difficult that way. So the only thing to think of is that there is nothing to think of. That whatever I am thinking of, that is in the realm of illusion. This is actually the implication of impersonal philosophy is that whatever I am thinking of, it is all illusion. So I should think that everything is illusion, and when I go beyond all such thinking, then I'll attain Brahman. So it's a Krishna says kleshodhiktarastesham. It's a difficult process. So those who worship, those who cultivate jnana of impersonal Brahman, they can attain Krishna, but it's through a difficult process. Now there are some among these impersonalists, they are not just attracted to the impersonal, but they also go beyond that and they offend the personal. That means they say that actually the personal is not real only. The personal is simply an illusion which is temporarily manifested, and ultimately we have to go beyond that personal manifestation. So some people put some slogans on their t-shirts, you know. So there's one slogan, you know, I was an atheist till I discovered that I was God. So and this idea is there that they think that God means simply that impersonal absolute, and the personal is also temporary, and I have to go beyond that. That becomes offensive. And those who offend like this, you know, their destination is not auspicious. Krishna talks about this in 9.11 and 12. अवजानन्ति मां मूढ़ा मानुषिं तनुमाश्रितं परं भाव जानन्तो मम भूत महेश्वर मोघाशा मोह कर्माणो मोघ ज्ञानामि चेतसः राक्षसी मासुरीं चैव प्रकृति मोहिनीं श्रितः. सो ही सेज दैट दोज हु थिंक दैट आई एम जस्ट ऑर्डिनरी ह्यूमन बीइंग मानुषिं तनुमाश्रितं, ही सेज दे आर डिल्यूडेड मोघाशा एंड वॉट एवर स्पिरिचुअल एस्पिरेशंस दे हैव दे विल बी फ्रस्ट्रेटेड. सो दोज हु आर अट्रैक्टेड टू द ब्रह्मन, इट्स अ डिफिकल्ट पाथ बट दे विल अटेन ब्रह्मन. बट दोज हु are offensive to Bhagavan, then for them there is no auspiciousness. But Krishna talks about here, when he talks about jnana tapasa, what he's talking about is by the jnana tapasa puta mad bhavam agataha. He's talking about the austerity of knowledge by which our attraction to him increases. We get bhava, emotion for him. And that is the, so even in bhakti we cultivate knowledge. But this is a knowledge that is anukul to bhakti. And you know, in the impersonal path, the jnana that they cultivate is how I and God are one. Now, that is truth. We are qualitatively one. But there is also a difference that God is Vibhu and I am Anu. He is infinite, I am infinitesimal. In bhakti, we focus not only on the qualitative oneness of God and us, we also focus on the quantitative difference. God is so great, I am so tiny. And that knowledge of both the oneness of the soul with God and the difference of the soul from God, that is the basis for bhakti, and that elevates and liberates us ultimately. Okay? Thank you. Yes, Mataji?